Welcome to the FranPath Consulting Podcast. I'm Sam Schweitzer, and I have my second favorite co-host, Jamie Major, here today. How you doing, Jamie?
Jamie's great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Enjoying the warmer weather. How about you?
It's coming. Are you guys coming? We're in North Idaho, so it's still a little cool, but it's getting there.
Yeah. Well, Wisconsin's cool. We're at our house in San Diego right now, so it's actually warmer. This is that weird time of the year where it's actually warmer in Wisconsin than it is in San Diego because we're in full-on May gray June gloom here. So there's about 3 months I'd rather be in Wisconsin, and this is definitely one of them.
And so your decision was to go to California?
Yeah, well, we had some loose ends to tie up at our house here, but I'll be back, headed back. By the time this episode comes out, I'll be on a flight back to the Great White North, which is the Great Green North right now. So I'll take it.
So Maxwell's Minute, they're always popular and you're doing great with them. How is Max's summer looking?
Well, he's very excited. It's baseball, baseball, more baseball. But our basketball season, AAU, just wrapped up. So we're done. And then lots of pool time, lots of time. I was just saying I had to just pay our HOA pool dues before we jumped on this podcast, which is always slightly painful. But it's, you know, when you live in the Midwest, you live for like the 4 months where it's warm enough to be outside and do everything. And so we're pumped. How about you guys? What do you have on the docket this summer?
Very similar. We're doing travel plans, making sure we get lots of family time in the lake. Sports are stacking up. And then, of course, some pool time. Pools are a commodity where I live, to say it nicely. And you get that three, four, 5 months a year. And it's just so pleasurable to be outside and soak in the sun and splash in the water and make memories with kids and family. And it's awesome.
I know. I do think you enjoy it more. As a person that has grown up in the Midwest and then lived in Southern California, I do think you do enjoy it more when it's not every single day is sunshine. Like, you do start to kind of take it for granted when you live somewhere that it's always warm, right? Or I definitely do. Maybe there are people with more gratitude than I for the Southern California weather, but I definitely think we live for it in the Midwest. And I think that's actually a great segue to the folks that we have today. This is a brand that is not new, but it is definitely new to our inventory. And I'm really excited to have this team on today. So we have the group from Poolworks. We have Andrew Kidd, who is the CEO of Poolworks, and then Jeff Powell, who is the VP of Franchise Recruitment. Thanks for joining us, you guys.
Excited to be here. The summertime is coming.
Summertime is coming. I share the same weather as Jamie, being just in northern Utah based myself. So yeah, summer is very close, but still got a little snow in the mountains and on the valley floors just today. So
it's definitely nice to be able to, well, snow, I guess, not so nice, but it's definitely coming. You can see it on the horizon, and even in the 10-day forecast, looking better every week. So
yes, for sure.
Love to go through some quick intros. Andrew, can you give us your story and what brings you to Poolworks and your background?
Yeah, so born and raised in New Zealand, I spent the first 20 years of my career working inside one single brand, from opening the doors and sweeping the floors to running a business that was franchised. I purchased a franchise inside that brand with my family, and we ran that for 7.5 years, but I got bored in my little patch. I wanted to grow and be part of something bigger. So I went into corporate for that brand. And then in 2012, I moved to Australia and started working with the Poolworks brand, which is it's a big deal in the Australian market. I was working there and running the Australian business till 2019, then came to Dallas. So I arrived in time for COVID and all those other wonderful things, and enjoying leading the business and the brand as it relaunches into the US market.
Very nice. Jeff, your background, story, history?
Yeah, I've spent almost the last 20 years now in franchise recruitment in the home service spaces mainly. So helping people really get into low investment startup opportunities where they can be their own boss and scale up, right? Start maybe by themselves and grow into a bigger business. And just before I heard about Poolworks, I was with an automotive brand and was told all about this great company that had come over into the U.S. market and what their plans were. And I got extremely excited to be a part of that in franchise recruitment when I saw how many open territories that they had available and their plans for growth and owning a pool in northern Utah with no pool service companies around and the headache that is associated with trying to find a pool company to help you take care of your pool. So I got very excited and moved on board with the Poolworks family just over a year ago. So excited to be here and to see the growth that we've been experiencing in the last 12 months.
Yeah, and Poolworks is interesting because it's kind of this anomaly, right? Where it's a household name, it's the brand in Australia, and you have all of this experience as a franchisor. But in the United States, there's amazing territory open. It's a relatively new brand. It's not quite a household name. I do think you guys are very much on your way there. But for people listening today that are like Googling Poolworks, P.S. if you are, it's W-E-R-X. So make sure you get it right. And, you know, would you explain to them, and whoever wants to take this question certainly can, what it is, what sets you apart? What is Poolworks?
Well, I'd love to jump in on that one, if that's fine, Sam. You know, Poolworks is very much known for their organizing a disorganized industry. You know, the pool cleaning industry in the U.S. has so many independent people maybe running around in an unmarked truck with a pool pole sticking out of the back. And really the professionalism of taking care of some high dollar properties and investments that people have made. People want that trust and credibility in their backyard and walking through their homes. And so Poolworks has aligned ourselves with finding the best potential business owners that we can that are highly focused on the customer, that want to be empire builders is what we really are looking for. People that are wanting to leave something in corporate America, that have great managerial background and the ability to run multiple revenue streams, because that's what Poolworks is all about. We have our retail stores, which are really exciting, but we also have our pool cleaning and servicing side of the business as well. So that growth is what we are looking for, is someone that can really manage multiple revenue streams.
So what I love about the business is that somebody can start it and put some more color and context in this. Somebody can start the business, low overhead, low investment, basically a mobile business, right? And then you take that cash flow and you have some time to go and find a spot to do a site selection, and you grow and mature into a physical brick and mortar location. Put some color on that, will you please?
Yes. Yeah, so the typical entry is into mobile only operation, but our core of our model is actually hub and spoke, with the hub being the retail store and the spokes being the trucks running out from that center. And we've got a long record of multi-hub as well. So multi-unit kind of empires is definitely the angle we go down. The 80% of American pool owners are DIY, so they do it yourself. So not having a retail presence, you're just leaving so much of that market untapped. So that's why the dual path of mobile service and retail supplies is so important strategically to our brand, and we think it puts us in a really good shape when we're looking at our competitive set as well.
To add to that, Jamie, as you were saying, you know, the ability to start a business with low overhead and an investment, getting in there and starting a pool cleaning and servicing business with either yourself on a truck going out and servicing and building that client base, or hiring someone to do that as you facilitate that growth as the owner of the franchise, is extremely important as you get into that second year of operations and start really knowing your customer, the market, and opening that retail store really then catapults your growth.
As we think about the pool industry, I think about, you know, here, we typically, it's like somebody, it's a man with a van with not much of a plan, right? Like you have that guy. And I remember when we moved into our neighborhood here, so who does the pool? Everyone was kind of like, I have this guy that comes. We don't really know when he comes. And I don't know if I would recommend him necessarily, but this is who we are using. it seems like there's a lot of it's very fragmented. So for you guys, what are you offering as far as the differentiators on the consumer side and on the franchisee side as well? Is it technology? Is it routing? Is it better product? What encompasses all those differentiators from both the consumer experience side, but also for franchisees as they're looking for a reason to get into this business?
I think we take a pretty holistic approach to the body of water as soon as it's built. So we don't do construction, but once that pool is completed, we're there to service the pool, we're there to repair the pool, we're there to remodel the pool. You can go into a retail store if you want to do it yourself, or we can't fit you in. We don't physically have enough bodies to deal with what's going on out in the market. And markets like Wisconsin, you talked about that hyper-seasonality piece. So there are times in the year where DIY is the only option for a lot of folks. But in terms of what we deliver to launch a business and start an enterprise from zero, technology is a big part of that. So technology is about helping to identify where the pools are actually located within a market, developing a marketing plan, which is some old school guerrilla, and some pretty smart digital technology to drive and build that brand presence from zero. Our branding is incredible in terms of our trucks. They look and really stand out. They're quite distinctive. Even if you look at our brand, we're probably one of the few pool brands in the world that don't have blue in their brand colors. And that's deliberate. We're teal and cranberry. So we're kind of blue, but not blue. That little bit offsetting, that little bit of attention catching. We've got a team of 22 corporate staff to support our franchise partners in the US from New York to Phoenix. So we've got really high support ratios and we cover every space. And I think coming back to your earlier comment, Sam, because we're 32 years old as a brand, not 3 years old as a brand, we're starting out with the full suite of support that we just know you need to be successful. And if, you know, look at our size now, you'd probably expect, you know, six people running out of the back of a pickup truck with a couple of laptops and Wi-Fi to be supporting the business. And that's far from that. We've got a corporate training center here in Dallas where we've actually got a whole fiberglass pool actually installed above ground in our training center. And that technical training is part of how we've been so successful for so long at turning a bus driver or a school teacher or an Amazon exec into an empire builder in our space. We take care of the supply chain in terms of sourcing product and negotiating deals. We've got our own unique technology stack, which is a combination of software to handle point of sale, routing, CRM, digital outreach, back-end accounts. It's what you'd expect from a 30-plus-year-old brand, but not what most people would expect from Poolworks because we're not that old here in the US.
You guys have an amazing growth trajectory laid out in front of you, and you clearly have set the infrastructure and set the foundation to grow rapidly across the US. So walk us through what your growth trajectory looks like, goals. Where do you see the business in the next couple of years?
Yeah, we started this year with a goal of opening up 30 territories. We want to grow fast but responsibly. There's, you know, out of control growth can be tough for a franchisee, let alone a franchisor. So we've built the system to onboard between 30 and 40 businesses this year or territories. We're at 16 at the end of April, so we're tracking well towards that. We're focusing in a couple of markets. We've opened the northern regions. So we've just opened up Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Colorado. Thank you, Grandpath. And a few other, and Raleigh and North Carolina. So we're creeping up into markets where we've traditionally shied away from. We started off here in the Sun Belt. But it's a combination of partnering with existing businesses in the industry that have been here a long time, who've joined us to help to scale or organize their operations. And it's people who've got no idea about the pool industry, but they like the concept and need their support to grow. So that's partnership piece. All those years of experience that we get from some of these, what we call conversion franchises, that's all knowledge that's on tap for the newbies as well. And it's you know, we're not a 600-unit brand yet. So everybody knows everybody, and everybody's accessible to everybody. Everybody feels a little bit like a pioneer with this brand. And that spirit is amazing and a secret to our success for now. Will we grow faster than 30, 40 units per year, probably, but I think we're set up and well established to service that number really, really well.
Responsible growth. Thank you. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah,
that's really important. And it's always reassuring to us, you know, when we bring brands into our portfolio and we really talk to them, it's one of the things that we like to hear is how franchisees are going to be supported, what's happening on the backside. Because when we send a client, I don't intend to never speak to my client again once they're a franchisee. I want to reach out. I want to hear how things are going. I want to know what's happening. So when we're talking about franchisees, I think they're the biggest and most important piece of this puzzle. 100%. Is bringing the right people into the system, because you can't just have a warm body running a business. It needs to be the right person for the system. So as you guys think, you use the word empire builder, which I love, but let's talk more about who should be looking at Poolworks as a business, and maybe even more importantly, who should not.
That's great. That's typically where I fit in with in this process, is working with each candidate specifically on their goals and what they're trying to accomplish. As Andrew stated, we are set up to bring on 30 to 40 new territories in the U.S. this year and next. And that allows us to be even more hyper selective of the people that we want to bring into the business. There's times that we have to say no to the person that maybe they're not in the place to start the business, whether that's from a funding or the amount of time that they can put into the business. So timing is everything. Just as important as a territory is, timing is everything as well. We want to make sure time, funding, everything is in place so that the right candidate can take off, a lot like a rocket ship. So, you know, who we are trying to find is that empire builder that has that ability to be a self-starter. You know, we have all the programs in place through marketing. So our marketing kickoff, our franchise support coaches are there to help people grow, but it is not a call that we're going to make at 8 a.m. every morning out to you and say, hey, time rise and shine. Let's get out there and implement the marketing strategy. We want people to have been up and at it and doing that when our franchise support directors are there calling and following up on that plan. So that self-starter, that person that's got lofty goals for themselves is extremely important to us, because we are there to facilitate their growth. We've got the programs in place to pull and to coach along the way, but really we are looking for that person that is an implementer. That's why so many people that have been in middle management or started their own business just needed a little bit more help. They fit in so well in our system because we've got that support and the structure to help them. I think the greatest saying in franchising, it's entrepreneurship on training wheels. And that's exactly, you know, what we try to do. We've got the safety and those training wheels on to help the right person be successful.
I might just add, and I've got a green flag and a red flag when someone's working with Jeff and they get to have a call with me as part of the recruiting process. A red flag for me is someone who's not curious. It's an indicator to me that they probably haven't done enough due diligence to really understand what they're getting into. So we'll put them in an incubator or let them fall off the perch for a bit. The green flag is someone with leadership ability, because this is not a man in a van business. This is not a man in a couple of, well, a person and a couple of other people supporting this. This is someone who's going to build a team to support that empire, because that's where I see the most successful franchise partners that we have globally, are the people that come with that experience of building teams and with our support, turning it into something special.
I love that you guys say no. I mean, yeah. Jamie, I know that's probably what you were thinking too. Like, to me, if a brand is taking anybody with teeth, that worries me a lot. I like to hear somebody came to our discovery day and we felt like it wasn't going to be a match and we wouldn't be setting them or us up for success. And so we said, it's in everybody's best interest that we don't move forward as a franchisee. And I really love that you guys are willing to do that, because I think we come in contact with a lot of franchisors who it's almost like they're just happy somebody asked them to the prom. Like, you like me? We think you want to bring us to your market? That's great. But it's like, it's not great if they're undercapitalized or they're not the right fit or they don't understand what this is going to entail. And so when a franchisor says, we've had to tell people no, to me, that's my green flag. I like to hear that we're being selective about who you're bringing in, because it gives me greater comfort sending our candidates to brands that are so selective.
Above all else, we're in the people business, Sam. Pools are a side part of what we actually do. We're in the people business and helping them to develop and build those dreams and fulfill on those ambitions for the family.
When you look at the future of the pool industry, I mean, Jeff Bezos, AI, Amazon, whoever these players are, the massive players, they're never going to be able to touch it. They might influence it somehow, but how do you see the market trends in the future of the next 5 or 10 years? How do you see that impacting somebody's individual business?
So automation is at the very, very earliest of stages in the pool industry, and we actually embrace it. We wish it was going faster. The US market is a bit of a laggard in terms of technology, ironically, at the pool side. And we like that because it means we can touch more bodies of water with less people. But there's tasks that automation just can't handle, and that's where that experience and training and the other types of technology that we provide really come into play. There's between 70 and 120,000 new in-ground pools built in the US every year. That's floats somewhere in between that number, has done for the last 20 years. That's part of our market opportunity, but we've also got hot tubs. We've got a tremendous opportunity getting into the commercial space. There's so much there, and the fact that technology is relatively behind Australasia, Europe, and other markets, we're in touch with what's happening in those spaces. So as a brand, we can really be at the leading edge of bringing that through into this industry, which is really exciting because the pool industry is great. It's super fragmented. There's a lot of people doing some tremendous work, but they're battling away on their own sometimes, and they don't even know how good they are. And that's part of the whole franchising piece, right? You've got real data from comparable businesses. We can connect the people that are clicking in a certain space and the people that are off the pace in a certain pace as well. It's just incredible. I mean, the US market is basically 10 times the size of the Australian market. I mean, it's a number, right? There is so much opportunity for us here geographically and in terms of verticals and spaces. So super exciting from our end. And say, we just need to make sure we're taking the right steps at the right speed to do this responsibly for us as a franchise and Poolworks as a brand. Because at the end of the day, the brand is what matters to the people buying into it as well. And the clients are engaging with us at the pool side.
Sam, you mentioned earlier about people talking about their pool person, like, when are they going to show up? We don't know. We don't really know if they were there. I mean, what we're bringing to the space is, of course, that, hey, we are thankful. We're on our way to do the service. Here's what we did when we were there, a before and after photos. These are the chemicals that were added and the levels. And letting people know what service they just received and what's coming up on the docket of what they might need as far as filter cleaning and replacements and things like that, so that they do have a healthy pool, because we are the healthy pool company, right? So we are looking for ways to help the end user, that customer, see that their billing is always on time and it's accurate, that they did have their services done, instead of just getting home from work and thinking, boy, the pool looks a little dirtier than when I left for work because there was maybe wind or something. And that gets us into so many things, being able to sell covers and all sorts of different things that the customer may need.
That's huge. I think just that little piece of technology and knowing, you know, for me being in the pest control industry, it's very similar. It's like, you're only in my yard for 5 minutes. What could you even have accomplished? And you know, there were no before and after pictures. It's like, mm-hmm. What, are you getting bit by mosquitoes? Okay, well then we've been there. Like, call us back if that's the case. Now, you guys, we end this podcast with two questions every single time. They're not on any of the questions that we send over ahead of time, or we don't allow anybody to think these through, because we do want them to be very authentic and right off the cuff. And the first one I have for you guys, and Andrew, I'll start with you on this, is, what is your personal compelling reason for being in franchising? It looks you've been on all sides of it, franchisee, working for a franchisor, launching a brand in a different country. Why franchising?
So I think if I look back at my journey, I was a young guy with lots of ideas and probably not enough clues, if that makes sense. Franchising with the support of my family got me into really getting into a business by myself and achieving more than I could have if I'd gone out and tried to wing it. Take that sort of two or three steps further. I spent a lot of my time at the start of working in a franchisor at the kitchen table with people running mobile businesses that just started off. And, you know, see the fear and the excitement and the terror and the joy in their eyes as they were achieving things together. That's a real kick for me, seeing people come in at a certain stage financially, professionally, or in a development sense, and seeing where we can take them together. That's the stuff that gets me out of bed in the morning.
I love that. Jeff, good luck following that, but would you like to tell us?
I was thinking I was going to get a different question. I was like, man, I would really love that one. My favorite thing about this space is really helping people. Andrew said earlier that we're in the people business, and it's been a joy for me almost in the last 20 years and the over 1,000 people that I've helped start a business is to watch them leave, I guess I should say, the handcuffs of what sometimes the world places on us of working for them, someone else, and saying, boy, I've got kids I have to take care of. I've got to help them go through college. I can't do what I kind of set out to do when I was 20 years old or when I was younger. I thought I'd do it. And then at 55 or whatever the age it is, they're forced into making a decision like this to start their own business. But my favorite thing is talking to people at, say, our annual conferences and them coming up and saying, I am so glad that you helped me overcome X, Y, and Z to be my own boss, to fulfill the dreams. Yes, I'm scared to death of every single day, but I made the right choice to believe in myself instead of going somewhere. So that's why I'm in it. It's a big win for me. I've owned businesses in the past, and I just know the joy of starting your own business and growing something and being your own boss. It's an exhilarating thing to be a part of, and I get to see it over and over and over again instead of having to me do it over and over and over again.
I love that, and it is, at the end of the day, the people you meet in these businesses are so fantastic, and entrepreneurs are a special breed, and I think it's just so cool to watch people grow. Now, last question we have, you guys. I'll start with you, Jeff. What is the best piece of advice you've ever received? And this can be business, this can be personal life, family, whatever you want to do. Just the best piece of advice that you'd like to pass on to our listeners.
This is an easy one for me. It's believe in yourself and what you have accomplished in your life. And there's not the fear of doing something new is never going to go away. You can never control that. You can never get it out of there. And so that advice was feel the fear and do it anyway, because you're smart. You know what you've done. You know what you're capable of doing. It doesn't matter how many people you talk to that have started a business or do it. They're going to encourage you. They're going to get you all fired up to start the business, but you're always going to have some level of fear as you start to go out there and start a business. But believe in yourself and just do it, because you'll never look back and regret believing in yourself.
Feel the fear and do it anyway. Yep. That's a new one. I'm going to write that down. Thank you.
What was yours, Jamie, your quote of all time? Taste the freedom. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Jamie always says, taste the freedom.
When you get out, exactly what you're talking about. When you're up under the umbrella of other groups of people, and some people love their corporate job and good for them, but when you're ultimately you're handcuffed to not go out and to trust yourself, to be your own boss, to pave your own destiny, and you're just confined to the path that someone else lays out in front of you. When you exit out of that process and you get up under a business, specifically franchising space, and you get up under it and you have this ecosystem of leadership, time, people, technology, customer acquisition, KPIs, support staff of just calling other franchisees. When you have all that and you put it all together, and you trust yourself, you feel the fear, and you do it anyway. It is genuinely life-changing in a very positive way.
Sure.
So true. Andrew, are you ready to drop your last piece of advice here on us?
Yeah. I think my career changed when I realized I didn't have to be the smartest person in the room. I just needed to know how to find them and how to get the most out of them. and that's scalable from starting up a franchise, to being a big multinational corporation. Don't let egos get in the way of good business.
That's huge. A lot of people, I might have to cut that out and just insert it in emails strategically to people we work with. But that is huge when you realize that you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. And if you are, it should be terrifying to you. Mm-hmm. Then I think a whole new world is unlocked in your career and your life and everything.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, you guys, I'm so appreciative that you joined us today. Thank you so much for taking the time. If you are listening to this and you want to learn more about Poolworks or any of the over 700 brands in our portfolio, please email us at info@frampathconsulting.com or reach out to us on any social platform at Frampath Consulting. And don't forget, we create this content for free. If you don't hate us, rate us 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts.